defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios today. I am only going to tell you that the amount of content is overwhelming and there is absolutely no way that I'm going to satisfy each and every one of you today. It's just not going to happen. I'm going to miss something that you would like to hear me talk about today. So understand that going in. It's just overwhelming. When I look at what's coming at me today, I can't keep track of it. Combined with the additional media, the onslaught of additional media that myself and Mr. Gresham, Tom Gresham from Gun Talk, and Alan Gottlieb and others in this community have been doing on airwaves across the country, it has been absolutely brutal 2.5 days. And this day's not over yet. I decided that today, first off, I want to talk with you about what Trump said before he boarded Marine One to head to Dayton, Ohio. And about a conversation that I had yesterday evening. I won't name who it was with, and it doesn't matter who it was with. Suffice to say, we have to face realities as law-abiding gun owners in America about what's getting ready to happen. So I don't know. Is this going to be a conversation to try to soften the blow for you? Probably not. I don't think you're stupid. In fact, I know you're the most intelligent radio listener there is out there because you have the ability to cognitively move yourself past emotions and actually use your intellectual honesty to decipher what's happening out there. This audience does it better than anybody I know. So it's impossible for me to go to all of the news, fake news, really. What I'm seeing, the misinformation out there is overwhelming. So I'm going to use today to do what I want to do with you today and hopefully cover enough of this for you that I meet your I meet your hopes for the show today with so much information out there. And I know so much unease amongst you as a gun owner, because I know what you're feeling. I feel the same thing. In fact, I would venture to say probably 10 times more because I've been attacked over the airwaves on radio interviews I've done. I've been hit by, you know, left-hand pitchers on television interviews and a couple print and online pieces. My comments in the USA Today, I haven't had a chance to look. I'm a part of a USA Today story that's coming out, I think, later today, maybe if not later tonight, Thursday morning. So, you know, we're keeping an eye on all of this stuff, but I can only tell you that it's probably best for me today to try to put you at ease by being upfront and honest with you with what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, and what I'm feeling, and what I'm sensing from talking to not only many opponents of gun rights, and in many cases, those are callers that are coming in to call the radio programs that I'm on. And it's always a lot of fun to do that. I'll tell you about that in a minute. In particular, two shows that I did earlier this morning, both of them coincidentally out of Louisiana, which you would think would be quite pro-gun. Au contraire. I'll explain that in just a couple of seconds. But it is a difficult time. Let's start with Donald Trump and his comments this morning prior to boarding Marine One in Dayton. I'll paraphrase what he said. As he walked up and down the press line, he was hit, of course, from the left. Virtually every single question came from the left. He was first off asked about Joe Biden. Why was he asked about Joe Biden? Because Joe Biden last night made a statement that I would advise Joe Biden, if it were me or if I were one of his people, to back down. He'd better watch his rhetoric and he better tone it down. The rhetoric that Joe Biden used yesterday was extremely dangerous and extremely enticing. Biden says he's coming for your assault weapons. And when asked, essentially, he was in a CNN interview, and he was asked that if he would push for a national buyback program to get such firearms off the street. Of course, he's referring to the AR-15. And he said, what would you say to gun owners when he was asked, what would you say to gun owners worried that you, Joe Biden, would be coming for their guns? And he, without batting an eyelid, and I have the audio of it, but I just don't have time to play it. I don't want to cue it up. He said, bingo, you're right. If you have an assault weapon, I'm coming for your guns. Joe, let me tell you something, pal. You never owned my gun. I never bought it from you. and mine's not for sale, brother, ever, to you or any other government entity. So it's this type of heated rhetoric that Donald Trump addressed today when he was asked about Joe Biden and some of his rhetoric. President Trump, in response, said, well, and it was brilliant, said, well, you know, the people that are attacking me are political animals, is what Trump was saying. These people are political. They are very low in polls, and they're trying to gin up their base. I understand what they're trying to do. But he said, Joe Biden, no worry there whatsoever. I understand what Joe Biden's trying to do. He says, actually, Joe Biden has lost his fastball a long time ago. So Trump shows no fear here. But it isn't Trump's fear I'm worried about. It's the rhetoric from the left from someone who is right now atop the polls of the clown posse who could become a president of the United States. I'm not sitting here telling you whether I think Joe Biden's going to win an election. I don't. I think Trump's going to shellack every one of them. But the fact of the matter is the man is running for president, and this is the rhetoric coming out of his mouth. He has just threatened confiscation of the property of millions and millions of hardworking, law-abiding American citizens who have hurt nobody. And let me tell you something. I take that personally, and I know you take it personally as well. This type of rhetoric has no place in a discussion. None. And Joe Biden knows better, which is what concerns me. Joe Biden knows better. So that leads me to believe that Joe Biden is putting a little bit more stock in his statements, for example. That rhetoric has absolutely no place in the political discourse today to be threatening in a threatening manner with threatening words and threatening tones, me. And I don't appreciate that from a politician. I know you don't either, nor do millions of others, which is why it doesn't have any place. But here's my advice to you. You take them at their word. Take them at their word. Understand that the Democrats mean what they say. These are emotional people. They're not thinking rationally. They are acting on emotion. And acting on emotion is what causes, let's just say, I can satellite radio moment words. It's better not to act on emotion. Emotional people act emotionally, and it gets them in trouble an awful lot. So let me go back to Trump's comments. How is Trump responding to the media and the intense media pressure? I can tell you he looked pretty calm, cool, and collected, and I understand he's under tremendous pressure. But the discussion I had yesterday evening is not encouraging if you don't want to see background checks expanded to private sales, which, by the way, had nothing to do with any of the mass murders, and every one of the killers passed a background check. And number two, red flag laws. In both of these areas, I was asked for my opinion, and on different radio programs, I was asked for my opinion, but in a private conversation last night as to what I thought was going to happen. And my response was, I believe we are going to see movement on, quote unquote, these phony universal background checks and red flag laws. What concerns me about the red flag laws, first off, you already know what concerns me. It's a complete evisceration of our Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and 14th Amendment rights, bar none, 100%. Turns our entire judicial system upside down on its head. You're going to see something come out of the Republican Congress in September when they reconvene. I don't want to say I promise you that, but it's looking pretty solid. As far as background checks, you're probably going to see H.R. 8 move in the Senate. That was the Democrats' background check bill that they've been screaming and whining about like a bunch of children for several years. Of course, screaming about a background check bill that won't do anything. Now let's go to Trump. Trump's pro-gun, Trump's pro-this. Trump's going to be forced to sign this legislation if it makes it through the U.S. Senate. And my gut feeling and my advice to you now is start taking a chill pill today, gun owner, because I have a sneaky feeling that both of these are going to make it through the Senate. Mitch McConnell has been a stalwart here lately in keeping anti-gun, anti-rights legislation from reaching the floor. But the intense media pressure today, and that's what this is media pressure. Media pressure that was able to take the New York Times headline and change it to a. Now think about what I just said. media pressure that was so intense was able to change a New York headline to appease the progressives in Congress. Unbelievable, but it's true. This is the world we live in. So don't live in a world that doesn't think this can happen. It's happening. And the other side is extremely well-funded right now. In addition to that, you've got a National Rifle Association that might as well just walk out in the backyard and lay down and go to sleep. Because right now, with the inner turmoil and the self-inflicted wounds that Wayne LaPierre and gang has created up there, they're impotent. They'll issue a statement from time to time, but it will be meaningless. When we come back, we're going to continue the discussion. Lots to talk about. I'm going to be all over the board. But I'm going to get personal with you and tell you about some of the calls that were coming into some of the radio interviews I did. We'll be back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, round two, baby. Here we go. In what is, like I said at the beginning of the, at the onset of the program in the previous segment from these GunBroker.com studios, has been just an absolute whirlwind. Previous 3 days, it's been just incredible. And I know I've said that before, you know, after the last shooting, you know, you say it's you've never seen it like this. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And of course, this is really unparalleled when you see California, then El Paso and Dayton like this back to back to back, particularly El Paso and Dayton, dare I say, far more horrific events than what we saw in California. While that was horrific by its own, I believe you'd agree with me that the combined killings between El Paso and Dayton were just absolutely abhorrent. I'm not discounting any killing, even Chicago killings. They all are. But, of course, the two mass attacks that are getting just incredible coverage while the media ignores the remaining attacks in Chicago. I don't know if you knew this or not. I don't know if it's making national news today. I thought it would, but there was a triple murder suicide, four people dead in DeKalb County, Georgia, on the east side of Atlanta, a very dangerous county outside the Atlanta metropolitan area. I don't know if that made the news. I was just curious. I don't know if you saw that or not. I didn't. I'm just saying, because those go on all day, every day, and it's doesn't fit their political narrative. So the media doesn't fit it in. They don't work it in. Let me first off remind you, make sure to go to gunbroker.com and check out everything over there. I got another really, really good email that I sent yesterday over to GunBroker. So I think you might want to take a look at this. Individual found something he was looking for at GunBroker and had been searching for years and didn't even think about it. We've let him know, hey, go here. And he did, and he found it. And it was a great email. And GunBroker thanked us for that and thanks you for that. So make sure to head over there. You never know what you're going to find. Before I go into some of the radio interviews, let me kind of put an exclamation point on what I was talking about with Donald Trump and the red flag laws and my views on the universal background checks. Earlier today, I think I can sum it up with this. I've been through all of the cable news fake outlets, and that includes Fox News, by the way, all of them. They're all fake news outlets. Why are they fake news? When you've got five women and one man sitting around a little couch talking about crap, and everything that comes out of their mouth is, well, I think that there isn't an appetite for this or that or the other thing. And the American people, you're not watching news. You're watching garbage. Garbage. And don't forget that. But I want to go back to rationally discussing, based on what I saw and heard from President Trump, on the red flags and the background checks. And I was going to say that I was watching a pundit, I don't even know her name, some dope on some Fox News show earlier this morning. Jason Chaffetz was on it. I guess it was Outnumbered, maybe. I don't know if that's what it was. As I was flipping through some channels around noon, 1 o'clock, something like that. And I heard her going on about what she thinks and where she is and what she believes. And Trump is going to do this. And thank God we're getting universal background checks in place. That's wonderful news. Clearly an individual who has no idea what she's talking about. Then on to red flag laws and how gun owners are beginning to support. And then they run the crawler underneath it that says that the Republicans are warming up to gun control. I mean, all this is fake. Her opinions mean nothing in the scheme of anything. And this whole, you know, Republicans warming up to this or momentum is growing. It's the way they couch it. It's the way they phrase it that drives and pushes a narrative. And unfortunately, your politicians react to that mess. Yes, the media does, in fact, have the ability to drive these decisions in today's day and age because they see it, they hear it, they fall for it, they're bombarded by it, and they forget that the rest of the country looks nothing like New York City or Los Angeles. I digress. You knew that was coming. What is Trump going to do? Mark, what are you going to do? Get off that crap and get on to what Trump is going to do. I believe Trump is going to sign a universal background check bill. I believe Trump does have an appetite for that. That appetite phrase being his phrase earlier today in a press conference. If you've watched any of the fake news outlets today, you've seen them running that loop over and over and over again. What about an assault weapons ban? He said he didn't think there was an appetite for that. Of course, all the left-wing pundits say there is an appetite because they know what you think, of course. However, let's go back to background checks. The Democrats have put enough pressure on the media, and the media is putting enough pressure on the White House that I believe you're going to see a cave. And it's a cave. It's a cave-in to a liberal, hateful, freedom-hating wing of an American political party and the Democrats. Well, it's all the Democrats. Let me take you to Florida. This is why I think Trump is going to sign this. He's going to be forced to sign it. Let me take you to Florida and Governor Scott. Governor Scott, weak-kneed. And he was one of the most pro-gun, and he is, he was, he is. But he caved. He showed himself for what he is. Now, Senator Scott. He caved to media pressure in Florida days after Parkland. To red flag laws, expanded background checks, waiting periods, all of which stop nothing. But he caved. Why? Who was he trying to placate? The media. Now, Donald Trump is no fan of the media, but Donald Trump is smart enough to know that the media continuing to push this and push this and push this and push this and push this is not going to stop. And unfortunately, when it comes out of the Republican-controlled Senate from Mitch McConnell and someone he's taken a liking to, Lindsey Grahamnesty, boom, he's going to sign the bill. That's a problem. Brace yourself for that right now. I may be wrong, but I'm not. Red flag laws. Donald Trump once famously said, let's get the guns first and worry about due process later. Did he misspeak? No, he didn't misspeak. He meant exactly what he said. And what he said was, let's take the guns now and worry about due process later, which was him describing red flag laws. He supports them. And he's going to sign them. You know why? Because Lindsey Grahamnesty is writing the bill. Because Mitch McConnell is going to bring it to the floor. And because it's going to have bipartisan support. Why is it going to have bipartisan support? Because the media is putting intense pressure on individuals who 2 years ago would have said absolutely not. Trump will sign the bill if it comes out of the Senate. I don't believe you're going to see in any way, shape, or form from this administration an assault weapons ban in any way, shape, or form at all. The left will continue to scream for it. Sadly, there's going to be another mass killing in this country. Sadly, that mass killing is going to make this coverage look like child's play. And it's going to happen. Because for some reason, there is a problem with this younger generation who better start taking a look at themselves. Trump will sign it. Not an assault weapons ban. Trump, let me clarify that. Trump will sign, because we're not going to see an assault weapons ban come out of the Senate. Trump will sign a red flag bill, and Trump will sign a quote-unquote expanded or universal background check bill, I'm afraid. So you'd better start bracing yourself for that right now. I'm the bearer of bad news. Don't shoot the messenger. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that, what it means for you going forward, and what we can expect from the Dems, and we'll dig into a couple other issues. Back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, Six Things That Could Land You Behind Bars or Help Keep You Out of Them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, round three. Here we go again with the day. Let me tell you a little bit about what I ran into today in a couple of interviews earlier from Louisiana. I thought these two stood out. Both of them, one from New Orleans and one from Louisiana Radio Network. I think I mentioned it in the first segment. Forgive me if I forget. It's going to happen today. But the Louisiana Radio Network interview, I didn't do any research into it. I don't know who it was. It didn't really matter. I've done so many. Big deal. Throw at me what you want to throw at me. I've got an answer for you. No skin off my tail to just take it on and quite frankly, at this stage of the game, get them over with. When I realized when the host began talking, when the microphones went live, that this was going to be 30 minutes of left-wing radio and I was certainly going to be quizzed from the left, which is fine, not a problem. And then the calls, I knew, because with that type of radio, you're going to get, very rarely will they even put through a call that agrees with you. They want red meat radio, so they want the calls that are going to disagree with you. One of them in particular was a Marine, former Marine. His name was Rich. And he said, look, you know, I'm a gun owner. I grew up with guns. You know, don't you love that disclaimer? I'm a gun owner. I grew up with guns. But, all right, you don't support anything when you throw the however and the but out. And it was obvious that that was where he was coming at me from. But he was very well spoken. None of the callers were raising their voice at me. Some of them had a little bit of an attitude, but that's okay. I think I might have responded in kind, but very calm. very professional and very cool. And he said, look, I understand the difference between these guns. But he says, and then he goes on to tell me, but he didn't think a gun like he used in the Marines should be available to civilians. At which point I stopped him. I said, they're not. Frankly, he should have known better. So it is amazing what someone who is emotional will say. It overrides their ability to even, I don't know, adapt to whatever level of cognitive. I don't know. I'm not the psychologist. What I can tell you is the emotion in him overtook his ability to rationalize his thoughts, or he would have never said what he said to me, because he didn't carry a civilian semi-automatic AR-15 in the Marines. But he grew up with guns, and he knows guns. And he went on to say that I don't need, and that no American needs, the guns he used in the military. Again, it's not a gun he used in the military, and he should have known better. But he was emotional, too emotional to rationalize or to even hear what he was saying, I think. I have to guess that. But he was very nice. He wasn't yelling or screaming. He was very well-mannered, very well-spoken, very articulate. An individual who was clearly being sincere. And then he said, and I'm going to go a step farther. He said, I believe all semi-automatic guns, semi-automatic guns should be illegal. To which point I said, okay, Rich, well, thanks for the call, frankly. But I believe the caller is acting on his emotions. He knows better than what he's saying. And I went on to answer the question very calmly and coolly and reminded listeners that as much as I hated bumper sticker logic, frankly, it had to be used in this particular case. It was the time and place for it. But I reminded him and all of the listeners on 62 radio stations and Louisiana Radio Network that 100 million gun owners using semi-automatic weapons for peaceable, lawful purposes hurt no one today, because these people are responding to what they're seeing, this barrage, and it's overwhelming the senses of it. If you're an emotional person to begin with, and I'm not going to pick on somebody close to me. I easily could do that, but I would get myself in trouble and wouldn't be welcome back in her home. So I'm not going to do it. And no, it's not who you think it is. It might be. I don't know. It's not my mother. But if you're emotional about stuff like this, it tends to overtake your rational thought process. And I ran into a lot of that. I had a woman call in on the Louisiana Radio Network earlier today, and her cell phone service was kind of terrible, but I was able to get the question. The host was able to provide it to me, and she said, your host was talking about how this is a recent phenomenon. I agree, and there's an answer for that. I know why. And that's because we didn't have these kinds of weapons prior to Columbine, to which point I said, well, your caller is extremely misinformed, that the design of the gun that she's referring to was made long before, and the gun was used long before Columbine. Of course, Columbine used various firearms that she probably doesn't even know. I don't know. Maybe she thinks Columbine used revolvers. I don't know what she thinks. But again, this was a person, an example. So here you have this otherwise rational sounding person, this former Marine who ought to know better than what he said to me. And his emotions got him to the point where he's reacting to what he feels, and it's overtaking his ability to even hear what he's saying, I believe. To the other extreme, and both of these calls coming back to back like that I thought was fascinating. It was kind of handed to me for a reason so that I could break it down for you like this today. And that was, here you've got a person over here who just simply doesn't know what she's talking about. She has absolutely no idea what she's talking about. I don't even know where she's getting her information. I would have loved to have asked her that, but they cut her off because her cell phone service was bad. But she had no clue what she was discussing. She had no business saying that. I mean, look, lady, do the research. You've got all the information on your little device. When was the AR-15 created? I mean, it's as simple as that. But they don't care. They're not thinking about even doing that. They're not interested in that fact. They're interested in portraying their emotion to you as some type of rational thought process, which it is not. It is emotion, and it's raw emotion, which is understandable because she's human. And she hates what she saw in El Paso. She hates what she saw in California. She hates what she saw in Dayton. And that's understandable. But what is not understandable to me is how an individual can be so emotional that they lose their ability to rationally think through and process what it is they're feeling so that they can express it as a rational, cohesive thought, well thought out, fact-based. That's the power of raw emotion. And it overtakes people. And it's understandable. But don't call a radio host who knows what he's talking about and give me that bunk. Now, I didn't respond to her that way. I thanked her for the call. And I said, with all due respect, your caller is wrong. She is misinformed and doesn't know what she's talking about. And, you know, I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to bet that she was talking about semi-automatic in general. I bet you. Because what have we been talking about? The mainstream press is what they're doing. These people like her, this is where they're getting their information. They're watching this satellite radio moment word stuff on TV all day long. And then she hears the gun nut on the radio program, which normally reinforces her viewpoints. And all of a sudden, there's red meat there. The calls were stacked up. They were stacked up. Then we had a great one come in from a guy who told me, statistically speaking, that I was wrong, that he had statistics for this and statistics for that. He told me that. He said, 24% of Americans believe this. 5% of Americans believe this. Your guest is wrong. You're wrong. The Supreme Court has, in fact, upheld these bans. These are not legal weapons. They are not constitutional. These are weapons of war. Where did he hear that? Where did that come from? He's regurgitating the crap that he's seeing on TV that they're feeding him all day long. Of course, I had to remind him that I want to thank you for, you know, saving me some time. The next time I have any questions about Supreme Court cases, we'll just call you. He clearly does not understand. What he was referring to was the Supreme Court refusing to hear a couple of assault weapons ban cases in local municipalities in a couple of different districts, which is why we've told you the Supreme Court not only must, but will take a case. I don't have enough time to explain it now. I'll do that right when we come back and we'll move on. Be right back.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios. Make sure to check out GunBroker.com for everything you need. It's all there. I promise you, it's all there. There's over a million auctions. You're going to find something you want. GunBroker.com. And I want to hear from you based on your experience over at GunBroker.com. I've already gotten a bunch of emails, and we had a radio host on the program a week and a half ago who bought something while we were on the air together. So have fun over there. Let me know what you find, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Also, grilling while armed. The top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, is out, finally. It's been a kind of soft run here. We still haven't really made the huge national push that we're going to. I promise you, we had some issues, some sad issues, and as in the individual who was hired as our publicist to move the book passed away with 2 days after the book was released. A very sad situation. So we're taking our time and we're moving thoroughly and swiftly as fast as we can to get the national push out. But I can tell you now that the book is out. It was a terrible thing. It was awful. I miss him very much. He was a great guy based out of Tampa, Florida as well, too, just by coincidence. A man I've worked with over the years many, many times. He did great work. I'm talking about Shannon Rose. God rest his soul. He was a super guy known as Mr. Hollywood. He's the voice of the WWE on the EA Sports games. A big celebrity and I should say big celebrity in the wrestling area, in the wrestling arena, and did a lot of PR work down there. So he's missed. He's sorely missed. It was a terrible, terrible turn of events. But we'll get that hard release out soon. But the book is available right now on Amazon. All you got to do is go get it. I just got some author copies in to Armed American Radio Studio. If you want signed copies, all you have to do is email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. You can do it in minutes, but you got to be one of the top 20 here to get in on these because that's how many just came in. I will have more, and I do get them. I turn them around quickly. But if you want to be one of those 20, go ahead and shoot me an email, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. You don't have to send any money then. I'll tell you how to do it. So if you don't make the top 20, I'll tell you, hey, wait a couple days, and I'll let you know on air when. But the book is out. It's doing fantastic. It's extremely well-received. It's beautiful. You'll love it. If you want a signed copy, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Okay, so I told you about GunBroker. I told you about the book. Let's go back to the caller the misinformed caller. Well, now this caller was more arrogant than anything else. Let me tell you what, pal, 25% of Americans think this, 25% of Americans think that, 26% of Americans think that, and the Supreme Court has said these weapons. Now, the individual was misinformed relative to the Supreme Court. What the individual was trying to tell me was, and we've discussed this, it was beautiful because we've talked about this on the radio together before many times. He said the Supreme Court has already made their decision on these assault weapons by not taking these cases. They're refusing to hearing them. That means that does not mean they've made a decision. It simply means they've refused to hear the case. That's all. Which is why we've been telling you that the Supreme Court will, when the time is right, hear a case. And it's going to be sooner rather than later. I can promise you. And I made mention of the Heller decision, Scalia's decision, which I'm sure this individual knew nothing about, which found that the Second Amendment protects those arms that are in common use at the time. The AR-15 is the most common rifle there is. If you want more detailed information, read Kavanaugh's dissent in the Maryland case that this individual was referring to. You'll get a great insight into exactly what it is I'm talking about. But again, another misinformed individual. This one was a little bit more arrogant than others. But that was Louisiana Radio Network. Surprising that it was as liberal as it was coming out of Louisiana, but it was a liberal network, so it's exactly what you would expect. It was a fun interview. Here's the kicker. As I was answering an individual, we were taking another call towards the bottom of the hour when the individual said, your guest, I have a comment for your guest referring to me, stating that I was dead wrong. And he knew it. He knew I was dead wrong. It was common sense. Why? Because the founding fathers could never have envisioned today's modern weapons of war, that they had muskets and they had swords, and that's what they were referring to. To which point I said, I guess your computer, your First Amendment rights don't apply to your computer system as well. Is that correct? When I was cut off, my phone was cut off by the network. I don't know who it was cut off by. I was not responding in any other tone than I'm talking with you right now. I attempted to call back twice. They didn't take my call back. So I guess they just didn't like what I had to say. I have no idea. Or we were so close to the end of the program, which is more than likely what happened, that they just didn't bother calling back, or the host mistakenly cut me off. So nonetheless, it was an awful lot of fun. Then I moved over to Louisiana. Yeah, I was doing it. I did an interview in Louisiana with Jeff and I can't remember. I can't pronounce his last name. I don't know what his last name was. If I can find it up here, I think I do have it. Let me see if I can find it. Jeff Crorer, Ringside Politics. And Jeff was fantastic. Jeff was one of us. He was you. He was me and you talking together in a room alone about issues when we went to the phones. And I was quite surprised that a couple of the phone calls that came in were also hitting from the left out of New Orleans. There was a little pushback from a couple of phone calls because he's a very conservative talk host. But Jeff's a good guy. I've been on the air with Jeff before, but I was a little bit surprised. So I don't know. Maybe it's a Louisiana thing. I don't know. Maybe I was mistaken about Louisiana. Lots of conservatives in Louisiana, no question about it. But I didn't seem to meet a bunch of them on the radio today. So very interesting stuff. I have a USA Today. I will be quoted in the USA Today in coming days, along with other people that you know. That should be coming out later tonight. I'll let you know. Follow me on Twitter at AARMark. By the way, coincidentally, Twitter is reducing my Twitter followers. Wonder why that's happening. As they continue to build and get over 5,000, they all of a sudden drop below 5,000. They got above 5,000 again, and they reduced them again. So Twitter is playing shenanigans and games. We'll try to get to the bottom of that, but you and I both know we won't. Gun Owners of America, Eric Pratt, my friend, is out on an op-ed piece today. An opinion contributor, but it is, of course, the opposing view from the USA Today. Good heavens. Which, by the way, had their headquarters evacuated after there was a police report of a guy with a weapon. Everybody's in hysterical mode right now. Because if there was a guy with a weapon, they should have evacuated the building. But, of course, it's them, and you know how it goes. We're in New York, and it all happens here, right? Gun Owners of America, guns save lives every day. What Eric did today was reiterate what I've been telling you for years. in particular over the last few days and the last few weeks, that if the mainstream press actually publicized the positive uses of firearms that occur every day in this country, the national mood and the so-called debate we're having, which is created by the media, by the way, would be different. But it's not, because they won't. And here's some advice for you. They never will. Deal with it. That's why shows like this are so vital and so important. Now, let me give you some news as we come into the next 2 weeks. Christopher Hart from the American Adversary Show will be sitting in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Gunbroker.com studio seat at the microphone for me tomorrow and the following day, for good reason, because I am heading out to do the Second Amendment portion defense of Brandon Martin's campaign for the Arizona 2nd District. And I'm thrilled to have been asked to do that on behalf of Brandon and speak on behalf of gun rights for that area in Cochise County and Pima County. I'll be out there with Kurt Schilling and hopefully AWR Hawkins. He's slated to be there as well. And we can give the voters our opinions and facts about the Second Amendment that pertains to them as voters in this very important district along the border. So we'll be doing that over the past couple of days. Christopher Hart from the American Adversaries will be here. You'll love the program. Enjoy listening to Chris. Of course, I'll be back for the Monster broadcast. And remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Keep your heads up, gun owners. Get your head out. When this begins to happen, take your head out of the media. You don't need to see this barrage of crap all day. We'll handle that for you. Enjoy your day, and I'll see you on the radio.